Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've been living in Vegas off and on most of my life, about 40 years. And so Las Vegas years ago was considered a commuter town. It was, or a tourist town, where people would come in, they would have their fun, they would leave. And there weren't a lot of people living here. There were, but it was more for, the town was identified as, you know, just a tourist spot, a pass through between LA and Salt Lake City or Albuquerque or the West or the East. And so, you know, there weren't a lot of locals. Vegas locals. I mean, you know, we were kind of a rare breed if we actually lived and worked in Vegas. And then throughout the decades, it grew, exploded in the 90s, 2000s, and here we are, Vegas strong. Here we are, a huge, not only tourist mecca, but we have people that have raised their family, their kids, grandparents here, and we are a community. This isn't just a tourist town. We are a community. And 4 years ago today, one of the deadliest mass shootings in the U.S. occurred. And it happened at the Route 91 Harvest Festival on October 1st, 2017. And it happened in our backyard. And this hit us harder than I think we would have ever imagined. And I think 58 people died. I'll tell you a little bit about how it happened. But as somebody here in Las Vegas, where, you know, not only did people die who were visiting, and you feel responsible as a Las Vegas, you feel responsible for people that come to visit, but also locals died, and we had a festival that represented America. You know, Las Vegas isn't just Southwest. Las Vegas isn't just the West. Las Vegas isn't just gamblers. Las Vegas isn't just people that want to have a good time or bachelor parties. Las Vegas tourism encompasses people of all types all over the world, and especially all over the country. And so it was like a piece, a chunk of America was taken that day. And I know that's kind of hard to explain and put into words, because I'm not that artistic and articulate when it comes into words. But when this shooting happened, it just, you know, Vegas, I think we took it harder than anybody else could have imagined. And even those of us that weren't around, those of us that weren't first responders, those of us that weren't there when people were bleeding and pleading for help, we all feel like we need to do something and we need to keep our community safe. And so how this all went down, according to History.com, the shooting was only 10 minutes long, and Stephen Paddock, a 64-year-old retired man who lived in Mesquite, Nevada, he was kind of a local in a way. I mean, he would come, and there was video footage of him, you know, shooting the breeze with the cocktail waitresses and other people. He came to Vegas regularly, and so this was kind of a shock, which also makes us wonder what exactly was the motive. And he targeted the crowd of concert goers that were there for the Harvest 91 Festival. And what he did was he was in a room on the 32nd floor suite of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He checked into the hotel several days before. He began firing at the crowd at 10:05 p.m. using at least 23 guns. They say 12 of which were upgraded with bump stocks, which is a tool used to fire semi-automatic guns in rapid succession. And within a 10-minute period, he fired more than 1,100 rounds of ammunition. And he did this out of two windows, and it was odd, the span. I mean, we kept thinking there had to have been more people involved. When authorities found him, he was dead, and I guess his memory card was missing from his laptop. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions as to how, why, who was there. An open door alert had sent hotel security guard Jesus Campos to investigate the 32nd floor. This is according to History.com at the start of the shooting. But there was a barricade blocking the entrance, so he had to use the elevator, and he could hear the drilling sound. And it was, you know, this was something that 10 minutes, it seems like an hour, you know, when you're talking about a mass shooting. And then they arrived at his suite at about 10:17 p.m., but for some reason, they say the breach didn't occur till 11:20, and he was already dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So authorities have concluded, I think, as of now, and if you guys know any more, that there was no relationship to ISIS, no association to any sort of terrorist group. Nobody really knows exactly why he did this. But, you know, you'll see Vegas Strong, Vegas Stronger, and you're like, what does that mean? Well, it means something different to each person, but as a whole, it means, you know, somebody might have got us that night. Somebody might have, you know, broken through our love, our compassion, our security, but it's not going to happen again. We're still going to have concerts. We're still going to welcome tourists. We're still going to be Vegas. We're still going to be the place of fun. But man, security is up. Man, I mean, it is every time I go to the Strip, every time I'm, you know, in the tourist corridor, I feel so safe. I feel like, you know, and I know things have happened, and I know, you know, during the pandemic there were still, you know, assaults and shootings and things like that happened overall. But our mission to not let anybody get hurt again, you know, in our awesome town is felt not only by first responders, but by those who live here. I mean, we love our tourists. We love our residents. We love the people that visit through and our conventions and all that. And despite the shooting, despite the pandemic, Vegas is always going to be here. It's always going to be that beacon of lights that you could see driving into town. And, you know, don't underestimate us. You know, we will always be here. 1-877-DOC-DELLA. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So after my show, I'm getting my mammogram today, woohoo, and my ultrasound. It's October. And what does October mean? It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we are going to be giving you guys the latest and the greatest on what we have in terms of advancements and in terms of recommendations. But sadly, breast cancer affects 1 in 8 women, and I even think more. And so joining us next is Lindsay Levingston, a multimedia personality and a breast cancer survivor, to share with us her journey and help raise awareness of genetic testing. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow, you've been through so much. Talk to us about your journey.
It is a whirlwind, Dr. Dahlia. So buckle in. Here we go. In the summer of July 2019, I was working in the New York City area, working in TV news and media, and hopped in the shower, and while conducting a self-exam, I felt a lump in my right breast, and I knew that it was not normal. It was tender, and it was actually protruding a little bit through my skin. So I immediately scheduled a well-woman exam, met with my OB-GYN, and it was during that appointment that she ordered my very first mammogram at the age of 37. And I had a 3D mammogram after that, a breast ultrasound because I have dense breast tissue, and a biopsy of that lump. And the biopsy revealed that the lump was cancerous. I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, stage 2B, which is an aggressive subtype of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, because of the aggressive type, I needed to seek treatment immediately. So I relocated home to Houston and met with my breast surgeon. And she laid out a plan that would include 15 rounds of chemotherapy, a lumpectomy to remove the mass, and then 6 weeks of radiation. Well, Dr. Dahlia, while I was going through chemotherapy, midway through that treatment, I talked to a cousin on my dad's side of the family, and she said, you know, breast cancer runs in our family. You need to take a genetic test. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I took a genetic test through Invitae. And it revealed I carry the BRCA1 gene mutation, which puts me at higher risk for breast and ovarian cancers. So after those 15 rounds of chemotherapy, I rang the bell, and then I had a bilateral or double mastectomy and breast reconstruction. And then I had my ovaries and fallopian tubes removed to reduce my risk of ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And what a whirlwind ride. I learned so much information, and I became, you could just give me an honorary doctoral degree because I learned so much in medicine and technology and surgeries, and I created Survive Her, a nonprofit to inform, inspire, and empower women and men, too, because men are affected by breast cancer, around breast cancer awareness and wellness. So today's conversation really is about genetic testing and knowing your family history and the power in that, because my survival plan was extended, my lifespan was extended because of that critical genetic test changed the trajectory of my life, really.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it frustrates me that much of the recommendations don't include, we're not recommending self-breast exams anymore, we're not, you know, urging people of color to get testing earlier than Caucasians, and I think we're missing so much. And 90% of women with breast cancer don't even have it in the family. So in addition to genetic testing, I think we really need to realize that people, everybody's an individual, and their risk at 37, you having breast cancer at 37 and needing to undergo all that, it means we need to open our eyes, and we can't just start at age 50, you know, or 40 if you're at 40. Risk and you don't realize your risk, you know?
Absolutely. So I tell women, if you're under the age of 40, if you feel something in your body, or you know you have a family history of cancer, then you need to advocate and push back for that mammogram.
Right. And also, you know, with the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations, I know, you know, we have a lot of male listeners, and many men say, okay, you know, that's definitely, I worry about the women in my family, you know, and they kind of think that's just a female thing. Men get cancer as well if they carry that mutation. And so I really urge men to get their mutation testing as well because of pancreatic, prostate, a variety of cancers.
Absolutely. I highly agree with you because, you know, medical genetic testing, it's important for everyone. It's equally important for everyone. And if you have a family history or not, it's just great to know your risk so that you can take preventative measures. I always use this example of actress Angelina Jolie, who had a prophylactic double mastectomy. When she learned she carries the BRCA1 gene mutation, she had her breasts removed, and she also had a hysterectomy to reduce her risk of ovarian cancer. So if you know your risk, you're able to, again, make critical life-changing and life-saving decisions.
So true. We're speaking to Lindsay Livingston, multimedia personality, breast cancer survivor. You know, many of us have had our breasts removed. I haven't, you know, God forbid I get some bad news today. You know, it's a decision I'm going to have to make. Tell us about that. How devastating was that for you to lose your breasts?
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Dahlia. So all I knew about a mastectomy was that my breast would be removed, and I would have two scars across my chest. Well, there are so many advances in science and technology that I was able, you know, my talented plastic surgeon was able to reconstruct my breast. Well, for me, he used a breast implant. So I started crying when I learned that I carried the BRCA1 gene mutation, because I'm just thinking I'm going to lose both breasts, and those are what make me a woman. But, you know, it's really your heart and soul that make you a woman.
Yeah. Yep.
So I had to just change my mindset, and now I'm just so glad I did, because I'm not waking up in fear that breast cancer will return to my body.
So
there are women who may have opted against the double mastectomy, and I know to each her own, of course. I respect every woman's decision. But for me personally, I'm so glad that my breast surgeon recommended the double mastectomy, because I'm not waking up in fear, or fear of the unknown, or fear
exactly.
that I could be diagnosed with ovarian cancer down the road.
So true. So true. And so, you know, many people are concerned about getting BRCA testing and insurance coverage. Are you aware of, you know, insurances being a lot more lenient and open about testing?
Well, what I can speak to is my personal experience. For me, it was covered through insurance. But I do know the out-of-pocket costs are reasonable if one's insurance carrier doesn't cover it. So I would look at it as an investment in your life.
Yes.
If there is a cost associated, and if it's not covered via insurance, then just think of it as an investment, a necessary investment.
Exactly. And tell us about Survive Her.
I'm so passionate about Survive Her, Dr. Dahlia. I inform, I inspire, I empower women and men every day. I host a podcast. I am a guest speaker for, you know, American Cancer Society and Susan G. Komen events. And I also created a Mammo Grant Fund with another nonprofit, and we raise money to support underinsured and uninsured women with financial help for mammograms, for those who can't afford the $250, $300 mammogram. Because I realized that early detection is what saved my life. And so if I can help a woman, you know, help her with an exam to learn of her diagnosis, that, you know, that's part of my mission. But I am just so passionate about the work I do. Actually, it's not work. It's like a hobby, but a hobby with a purpose. Because
yes.
I'm helping women. I'm helping them. I'm teaching them about genetic testing, because a lot of women have not even, they didn't even know about it. They didn't know it existed.
Right.
Until
right.
I hear my story. So I knew I'm doing something right.
You are. You're saving lives. How can people find out more information about you and Survive Her?
I'm asurviveher.com. And on social media, Survive Her. And I encourage everyone to log on to Invitae, Invitae.com. Take a quick quiz, and it will inform you which genetic test is right for you. Schedule your appointment with your practitioner, and you go from there. Excuse me. The test is really easy. It's a blood draw, and they send that to a lab, and then you get your results in about 2 weeks.
And yes, thank you, Invitae, to help, you know, facilitate that. And thank you for coming on, Lindsay, so much. Thank you. Good luck, and can't wait to have you back.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia, for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats Thursday night called off a plan to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill through the House after negotiations on the reconciliation bill stalled. The failure to pass the infrastructure bill and the failure to come to an agreement on what the reconciliation bill should cost are major sticking points. The two bills were not necessarily dead yet, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, continued to express optimism as she left the Capitol early Friday morning. President Biden on Thursday signed a stopgap bill that will keep the government funded through December 3rd, narrowly averting a government shutdown. The stopgap includes $28.6 billion in additional disaster relief and $6.3 billion for Afghan refugee resettlement, as requested by the Biden administration. Japan fully came out of the coronavirus state of emergency Thursday for the first time in more than 6 months. USA Radio News. Social media executives were grilled on Capitol Hill Thursday. Wendy King reports.
Senate lawmakers were grilling top Facebook executives on Thursday over reports its Instagram platform is harmful to the mental health of young people. Senator Richard Blumenthal is chair of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protections.
We now know, while Facebook publicly denies that Instagram is deeply harmful for teens, privately, Facebook researchers and experts have been ringing the alarm for years.
Ranking Member Senator Marsha Blackburn agreed.
They encourage older teen siblings to recruit their younger siblings and are actually devising marketing plans to help kids and teens, get this, create secondary or anonymous accounts that they can hide from their parents.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also on Instagram, but I got to tell you, man, Instagram, I have trouble getting messages on Instagram because there's people that send these really dirty messages. So I'm not really a fan of checking my messages on Instagram. But definitely you could reach out on drdahlia@hotmail.com. You could reach out on our website at Dr. Dahlia, our Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia. All right? Good. That's me, Dr. Dahlia. So, I don't know what's going on in China. So, I don't know if you guys heard about this, right? Apparently, there's a leaked memo where in China, they want to ban video games that have gay relationships, quote-unquote effeminate males, and games that have a good versus evil context or theme. Now, this is being reported by multiple sources. I'm looking at the UK Sun, no, the Times, and Daily Mail. But apparently, they want to ban these video games because they no longer see them as, quote, entertainment, but instead as a form of art that must promote what it considers, quote, correct values and an accurate understanding of history and culture. So this is, again, a country wanting to kind of steer what is historical. Apparently, they are concerned about games that look at the Nazis or Imperial Japan, and they said the ban is going to prohibit video games that involve the conquest of, quote, barbarians or attempt to alter the history of the Nazis or Imperial Japan, according to this memo that was seen by the South China Morning Post. Now, these new rules, characters must have a clear gender, and plots cannot have blurred moral boundaries. I mean, they are just really, they are trying to control everything at that level. They say, if regulators can't tell the character's gender immediately, the setting of the characters could be considered problematic and red flags raised. They said any games that encourage players to kill barbarians could be thought of as spreading colonialism, and those that feature Japanese warlords will likely be viewed as being jingoistic and glorifying militarism. They say games can't distort facts or deliberately provoke controversy, and historical figures with established narratives must not be refashioned. And then on the issue of morality in China, they say the guidelines state that games that give players a choice between good and evil acts will be censored. We don't think games should give players this choice. This must be altered. So this announcement comes as Chinese is censoring that no new domestically produced games have been approved, and no games abroad have been approved. And their industry, I guess, you kind of wonder why they're trying to limit it, especially if it's bringing so much money in. Remember we told you guys a couple weeks ago they wanted to limit children and their video games to only 1 hour a night on the weekend, which only gave them 3 hours a week? And they were going to make sure every child signed in. There was a database so they knew that there wasn't somebody faking it. They didn't want somebody being over 18, pretending to be over 18. So there's a lot of oversight supervision of what's happening with the video game standpoint. And I get some people are like, well, wait a second here. You know, I don't like video games that have violence and video games where kids are shooting, you know, things indiscriminately and blood is going all over the place. Okay, yes, I've seen GTA. GTA, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, you see these women, right, with big boobies, and then I guess there's even strip clubs, and you see the guy gets to kind of go around, and it does... you know, sadly, perpetuate a lot of stereotypes, you know, that that's one of the reasons why it was just so popular. It was one of those games where, you know, people felt like, you know, they could be dudes, and, you know, I don't really know how many women play GTA, and they run over things, and they kill people with the car, and I don't know. But how video games are starting to change is they want to be more inclusive. You know, you have a girl avatar, you have a boy avatar. What if those avatars aren't you? I can't tell you how many times I had to choose an avatar, and it just, I'm like, I don't like this one. That's not me. You know, I wanted somebody, you know, that had, you know, googly eyes and a big smile and a, you know, and it's, I don't know. It just, it, you know, so I don't like the idea of there being those limits on you have to be a certain one, because a lot of the avatars, they made the girl avatars very girly, very, very feminine, and okay, that's not me. I mean, I'm not a tomboy, but I like the guy avatars more. Am I allowed to pick a guy avatar? So video games have moved to be more, you know, progressive, more inclusive, so you don't have to fit this mold of being a little girl in a dress, per se. You know, I think, sometimes I watch my kids play video games, they're starting to get older, but, you know, they would dress up their avatar. I think in GTA you could wear, like, a horse mask or something like that. I don't know. One of my kids, his GTA, the guy's in underwear and he has, like, a horse mask. I don't know. But it's supposed to be non-gender. It's, you know, yeah, this is who I am on this. I'm like, great, looks good. I don't know. But video games, what's interesting with what China is doing is some people commend, you know, China limiting the video game obsession kids have because they think it's a public health risk. They think video games is also a security risk, and that these kids are playing video games for hours, which is a problem. It's just, what's the right way to do it? Do you have a government that comes in and says a child can only play video games on the weekend? I mean, that is really restrictive. That's really intrusive. And then, in terms of the subject matter, you know, this wasn't about, look, you know, we want to curb the violence. We don't want kids playing video games where blood is splattering all over the place and they're killing people indiscriminately. We, you know, they're saying we don't want good versus evil. Well, when you play these video games, there's always, you know, a good versus evil. You can, in like some of the Star Wars games, be Darth Vader. But some people think Darth Vader's a hero. And maybe they don't want that. Maybe they don't want people to assume that one, I guess, character is bad. And so I'm not sure if they're doing this to be progressive, or it doesn't sound like it if they're not allowing people to choose an avatar that reflects who they identify with. But I think America is on the verge of intervening with children's obsession with video games, the hours they spend on it, the risk of myopia, being overweight, vitamin D deficiency, poor muscle tone, poor bone strength. And so we have to be very, very careful that when we do try to intervene from a public health standpoint, we don't become fascist. That's one of the problems we're having right now with the vaccine mandates. You know, we're trying to do something in the name of public health, but we're having people pack up their bags and leave their job. We're firing people and not allowing them to access unemployment, so basically starving them out for not doing what the government wants. So, you know, I get asked all the time, how should we approach the video game issue with kids? Well, video games, you know, I think there's a lot of positivity in video games as well. You know, one is if these kids are getting involved, you know, with gangs and, you know, or being bullied or drugs or whatever, I would rather they not be doing that in the middle of the night on a weeknight, but I'd rather they be asleep, you know, or home. And then there's dexterity and things like that, and there's, you know, I prefer more of the learning games than not, but I don't like the indiscriminate violence. I don't think it makes them violent. It just, I think there's better use of time for these kids, and so I would do more of like a learning game, you know, like teach a kid how to, you know, operate, something like that. A nice CPR video game sounds fun to me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a pretty big headline today in health news is Merck's molnupiravir apparently did a pretty damn good job in terms of keeping patients out of the hospital or dying from COVID. It reduced their risk by about 50%, which is fantastic. in terms of antivirals, that is a good number. I haven't spoken a lot about molnupiravir, and I want to apologize to you guys about that. And the reason why is when I was interviewed on molnupiravir, and I had posted that I was going to be on the news to discuss it, Facebook was upset, and Facebook sent me a warning saying if that happens again, I could be, you know, I could, you know, lose my account or whatever they do. And you know, I know I shouldn't fear that, you know, I tried to say, look, guys, this is a headline. We're talking about a drug. It's a Merck drug. Here's the headline. No response back. And so there's something about molnupiravir that might be triggering the Facebook algorithm to lock the account. I don't know. I hope that's gotten fixed. And so I haven't written a lot of articles on it. I haven't because I just don't want to trigger something that locks out social media because I'm trying to, you know, give you guys the health headlines. So I have no idea if that's been fixed, but we're going to give it a try. We're talking about the Merck drug, the molnupiravir. We shouldn't have this fear of being silenced, but sadly, there's some algorithm that, you know, got triggered the first time around. So, you know, I need to tell you guys about it, though, because many of you guys are wondering, what is this drug? So Merck stock soared today. In fact, some of the other stocks of the vaccines went down because this is some really good news. It might not be as good as the Tamiflu for flu, but when you get diagnosed with COVID, your next question is, now what? And we tell you to go home and isolate. You're like, no, but what could I put in my body? And you don't have a lot of guidance. Online, they talk about vitamin C. Online, they talk about vitamin D. Some of them have been talking about baby aspirin, famotidine, ivermectin, whatever. But for the CDC, if you have COVID, you go home and isolate. If it's mild, if it's severe, you get yourself C. So we don't really have any medications that have been approved. This Merck drug is going to seek emergency approval. In fact, their study, they stopped recruiting patients because they were seeing such a good outcome. I think their clinical phase 3 trial was at about 775 participants where they found I'll tell you exactly what happened. The 7.3% of patients who received molnupiravir were hospitalized through day 29, compared with 14.1% who were placebo-treated patients who were hospitalized and died. So it showed that it reduced hospitalization and death by 50%. All right? So is it, I mean, does that mean it's going to keep you 100% safe? No, but it could be a huge adjunct with vaccines. So for those of us like Brett Kavanaugh that were vaccinated and still come down with COVID, this could be something that you could still take to hopefully prevent getting more sick. That's what was so groundbreaking with Tamiflu, because people would get the flu and then hopefully rather than dying of the flu, they could take Tamiflu immediately. You had to take it immediately for it to stave off some of the viral replication. But they found that it would decrease the length of time of illness and the need for hospitalization. People still have been hospitalized for flu. People have still died of flu. But if it decreases that risk, it is a huge, huge adjunct. And this is an oral medication. So this is going to be something that hopefully you could just take and, you know. So how does it work? So antivirals are really interesting. And, you know, I don't have a schematic per se. Forbes did a little schematic on, you know, how the virus latches on and what happens. So I'll be very, you know, general about it. And I wrote a little piece on this. But antivirals, very, kind of like antibiotics, they work in a variety of different ways. An antiviral doesn't just work one single way to stop a virus. There's many different areas within a virus infection that an antiviral can work. And so, you know, when a virus comes into your body, it has to attach onto a host cell. We talked about the ACE2 receptor, and so it uses a receptor to get in. Then once it's in, the virus has genetic material. That virus genetic material hijacks our cells. And our cells then get told, you need to make me. And, you know, the cell, it's got a gun to its head, you know, it helps make then more of the virus, and then the cell dies anyway, you know, which is why I would never listen to somebody, you know, when they go, we'll do this and I won't kill you, they're going to kill you anyway. So the virus then ends up killing the cell anyway, the cell lyses, and then all those little viral particles jump out, latch on to more cells, do the same thing, which is why when you get sick with a virus, it's not like a slow, more insidious replication and replication like bacteria. Bacteria goes from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16. The virus, it's, you don't really feel much, and all of a sudden, zoom. I mean, it's really exponential. And so antivirals can work by stopping a whole variety of processes. So it could stop by the latch mechanism, or by the virus entry, or by the polymerase, the RNA polymerase, the enzyme that is actually taking the genetic material and reading it to make more viruses. That's how remdesivir, I think it attacks on that mechanism. So how the molnupiravir works is very interesting. It gives RNA building blocks that makes the virus think they're going to get that RNA in the new genetic construct that they're demanding be made. But the RNA building blocks suck. They're like dummies. And so the new viruses have this defective RNA. And so that virus, once it gets into the cell, I mean, that cell's gone anyway. But we want to then stop and limit and mitigate more virus particles doing their job. Well, if the virus particles have this dummy DNA in there, this decoy, or a bad RNA building block in it, then the new viruses are like, what do we do? You know, and the mama virus is like, no, you're supposed to do what I did. I did this. I walked in the snow uphill, you know, both ways. And they're like, huh? What are you talking about? I don't get it. And then the viruses don't propagate. And the little baby viruses become, they just die off. They could mutate. They could mutate to something weaker, which is what we believe would happen. But they just can't do what SARS-CoV-2 wants to do. It's a brilliant mechanism. I just think microbiology and pharmacology and immunology is fascinating. That's why I went to medical school. This stuff is cool. So I hope I kind of explained that right. So what were the adverse events? Well, from what I understand, nobody died from the medication, and only 1.3% of the test subjects had to leave based on the adverse effects. So I'm looking right now at the Merck website. Let me see if they have here. Merck expects to produce 10 million courses of treatment by the end of 2021. More doses are expected to be produced in 2022. It's a little brown pill. I know it looks like a poo-poo pill. I know it kind of looks like, you know, one of those little fecal pills we use for Clostridium difficile. No, it's just brown. I don't know why it's brown, but it's brown. Okay, just don't let that turn you off. So we still have a ways to go on it, but it's pretty cool stuff. So I'm excited by it, you know. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.